What up, what up? A big wig welcome to our listeners, our friends, our fams. We have so much to get to today. So much has been released. There's so much news. And without further ado, let's get to episode 14. I'm here with my most amazed, phase, gorgeous co-host, Anna Roisman, and I'm Andrea Lopez. Anna, how you feeling today?
Hi, I'm so great. I'm so happy to be here. I just want to say, for those of you who are watching this on YouTube, you know what? I commend you for getting this far, at least for opening up the browser and seeing what I look like compared to Andrea right now. Because for all of you just listening, she looks like a fucking supermodel, and I look like the person who showed up to shine her shoes. Like, I am in like my old tie-dye sweatshirt. I have no makeup on. I got my glasses on. I'm like,
I got no fucking makeup on. And if you don't already know, Anna is the most exaggerative. Okay. She exaggerates. Okay. Because English. Anna always looks amazing. Her hair always looks top notch. And I just put on concealer today and some mascara. And I did my eyebrows. Okay.
Okay.
And my hair is done.
Okay.
You're right.
Yes. You look like you could go to a wedding right now. I will say my hair is saving me. I will say I did my hair last night and I'm like, second day hair is the best day hair. You know what I mean? Like that's it. But they're hidden
second
by
day,
my
best day.
Giant fucking cans of headphones. So you can't even see how much the hair could save me. But anyway, this is a podcast. No one gives a fuck what I look like. They're here to hear us talk, right? They're here to hear us gab and tell you the finest things in life. How are you? How is life? You have a show this weekend. Everyone go see Andrea in New York. We got to pitch our shows right now.
We got to pitch our shows. I know. I am so excited.
I'm
this
so
is my
sad
first
not there.
Sketch show. Me too. But I hope this is the first of many. I just started working with this sketch group. I'm mostly by myself, and they're a really great, great group. And they've been performing at the Players Theater for over a year and a half now. So they're doing amazing things. But
that's great.
I'm so excited to be working with them and working on sketches and seeing how they produce their own stuff. And they work so fast. I'm impressed because it takes a lot, you know, to get a group going and consistently put out new sketches. They do it every 3 months pretty much. So yeah. Opening night, Friday and Saturday in the Village, right next door to the Comedy Cellar.
Theater. Everybody go check her out. I'm excited for you. I hope you film it so I can watch some of your...
I really hope they're filming it too, because I don't think I have any control over that. And some theaters don't film. Like, they just won't. It's not in their... They don't think it's important.
It's live.
It's live performance. Yeah. So I'm getting ready for a show, and you're prepping for... a huge show.
I am, yeah. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm doing a one-woman show, you guys. Yes! One woman-ish, you know, because I think you're going to make a little cameo. One-woman show at Joe's Pub on May 17th at 9:30 p.m. If you love us, you're going to love it, because I'm making Andrea get up on that stage with me for a little bit. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a bunch of my impressions, some stories, some stand-up, some jokes, some... you know, video, some, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, honestly. It scares me every day. It's one of those things I'm like, if it scares me, it's probably a good thing to do. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. It scares me. But I know it's been a long time coming. I've toyed with one woman show. I was supposed to do one, but then the pandemic happened. And then I just kind of abandoned the idea forever. And then it started
abandoned
to creep into my life again. And I was like, no, you wanted to do this. This was something you had planned. You were going to sing. You were going to do this. And so it's not the same show I did right before the pandemic. It's a different show, but it'll be fun, you know. I'll bring my bag of tricks, you know what I'm saying?
You got a couple things up your sleeve.
I hope so.
Did you change the format of the show from the beginning of the pandemic to now?
Different show.
Okay.
Absolutely, totally different. My first, that show was called Anna Roisman, Unemployed and On Stage. And it was a show about all of the jobs, all of the jobs I've had over the years, kind of like, you know, on brand with my old podcast.
With your old podcast.
Yeah. And then, you know, what I do has changed in the last 3 years. I feel like I focus a lot more on my content, on my impressions, on being silly in videos and stuff. So I really wanted to see, could that translate to a stage? Can I take some of me and some of what I do online and put it all on a stage? So that's sort of the goal with this show. And it's called Anna Roisman, Jewish American Prodigy, which I still aspire to be every day of my life. So, you know, we'll just see. We'll see if it works out. No, I'm scared shitless, but I'm glad to have your support.
No, but I'm actually like shitting my pants right now, and I'm actually so scared. But anyways, it's going to be amazing.
Anyways,
no,
let's
it
sell
will
it
be.
Out. Everybody go get a ticket. It'll be great. And I'm doing it again in August. So I have a redeeming, you know, a second date. But yeah.
You've already been booked. That's kind of the main scary thing about performing at a new, well, you've been a long time performer at Joe's Pub.
Yeah,
but
I love it there.
When you perform at a comedy club, it's like, will I get asked back?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
You got to just, you know what? I feel like a lot of that's out of your control. You do a good show. Mm-hmm. You do you. You put the work in. You know, you promote it. You sell tickets. You like, what else can I do? I don't know what else to, you know?
Yeah.
You hope you're well liked. But yeah, they were very sweet to give me two dates. I wanted that because I really wanted to, you know, I hate when you have one date and people are like, I don't know if I can make it. Then mm-hmm. I haven't announced the second date. That's just for my bigwigs. But I will announce
low key
in May. Yeah. Because I'm like, well, let me see how this sells. And then I'll be like, oh, surprise. We got another date, you know. Surprise for all of the other people who aren't listening to this podcast. God bless you for being here. I want to just say I love you guys. And I love that we can just totally be free and be ourselves on here. And, you know, as ourselves and as our celebrity impressions. It's really fun. So, yes, thank you so much for that platform.
Thank you. And we'll see you all guys there. And honestly,
I thought you were going to close the episode. I thought you were going to be like, and we'll see you there. Thank you so much. Come to our shows. Have a good one. Bye.
This one is just a short little episode today because we are busy. No. We're just getting started. We have so much to get to. Okay.
So much.
The Hulu special came out. Courtney and Travis are married. Not only that,
is that what it's called? Courtney and Travis are married?
No. Isn't it called Happily Ever After?
No idea what it's called. I just call it the wedding special. Everyone has a different title for it. I had seen them tease it. And then last night I literally texted Andrea and I go, it's out tonight. Oh my God, the timing. And she was like, wait, what?
The timing of it all. I can't keep up. Okay, it's called Till Death Do Us Part, Courtney and Travis.
Love it. Live it, love it. Absolutely love it.
Live it, love it. Now, right before this episode, we scrambled to watch it.
Yes.
Now, you pretty much watch full through because you like do the damn work. And I was on the train and it kept on stopping and I thought I had downloaded it. But apparently, you know, from Jersey to it didn't
you
work.
You are bi-coastal more than me. It's really hilarious. You are. She's bi-coastal. She goes from Brooklyn to Jersey in a day. And I'm like, that is.
It's so insane. I've shortened it down to max 45 minutes, but like on a really bad day when the train just decides to go the slowest slow boat to China, that it could take a good hour 20, you know?
Yeah, I would swim.
It has a just mind of its
get
own.
Get out of there and just swim that river, you know?
I think it would be so badass to have a jet ski and like travel by jet ski. Like if I lived in Staten Island or Roosevelt Island, I would just like lock up my jet ski on the side of the Hudson, hop on a train or hop on my bike.
You'd be wet everywhere you went.
It'd be hot though. I'm imagining...
I'm like, it's only hot today. That's why you're dreaming of this in New York City. It's like warm out. You're like,
so right.
Jet
ski
life, babe. Hashtag jet ski.
That would be so big wig of me to like jet ski to work every day and like F the ferry. Okay, Eva Mendes. We're going to write a movie. Eva Mendes will play the part. I'm imagining her in Hitch where she like hits Will Smith's head over. Anyway, that's what I'm imagining. Okay. While I was in my commute, I tried to watch it. So I only got to 30 minutes in. But should we get right into the special?
Yeah. I feel like we both had a very same initial reaction to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was this meant to be a special? Because it feels like a lot of just phone footage, which is great for the lurkers of the world who just want to be in on the celebrities' lives. And like, you know, everyone's a paparazzi, let's be real. Everybody loves the tea and seeing all the details. But did it feel like that for you? It felt like, wait, sometimes you can't hear it. It's a little like, it's like phone footage at a wedding. Like,
it felt like that for me. It felt like an afterthought.
Yes.
It felt like, wait a minute, we could make money from this. We could totally create a special. Okay, everybody send us the files via Google Drive and we'll produce something. So it kind of felt hodgepodge last minute. But the wedding a little bit was shown on the actual Hulu show. So maybe, right, the series. So like maybe most of the footage went to that. But like the Vegas part, there was like one guy with a phone and Courtney was wasted. And then they did the other wedding in Palm Springs, was it?
No, Santa Barbara, I think.
Santa Barbara. And that also felt very short. So the main meat of the special was the Italy part.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. And it's funny because I was excited for it. But I was like, well, we've seen all of these images, you know, we've kind of seen...
Yes.
The outfits, we've seen all of the, like a lot of this before, so it didn't feel new. It kind of should have come. It should have come out a while ago. I felt like. I guess they did it for the anniversary or something. You know, we had higher hopes. You're totally right. I think is what we're trying to say. We were excited for this. I was like, oh my god, there's a special. Like what? What else could they have filmed? And it's like, you're right, Anna. What else could they have filmed?
What else? It felt. It feels very them. You know how they're just like. We're just so chill. Like, whatever we put out is going to be top of the line. Like, everyone loves watching us. Like, them, you know, the part where they filmed in bed mm-hmm. and Travis was like, what's your favorite wedding
that we had?
That's
their whole interview the whole time. That's the they're in bed the whole time, by the way. I know you only saw half, but that's the whole, that's where it
is. So they keep on reverting back to their confessionals, which is in bed sipping on matcha. And Travis is just feeling up Courtney's leg the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing.
So
we have very different. We had this when we talked about the show. You mm-hmm. are always like, and you can't handle Travis's like obsession with her. You're like, I would never date someone like this. Right.
Honeymoon phase. Totally all good. Behind closed doors. Great. I just struggle with how much he like drums on her ass, like touches her leg. They're always like biting each other's lips and touching tongues. Like I said, great during the honeymoon phase. But once you guys have like already, we know, we get it. The only concession I have is that Courtney never really got that
with Scott
reaction with Scott. So yeah, she deserves it. If she wants it, she gets it. Sometimes I just think it's a bit much. But yeah. Do you love it?
I kind of love it. I kind of love that I'm like, oh my God, I wish they tune everyone out. Do you know what I mean? They're able to do that. Like, yes, I agree with you as a person in the room. You're like, oh my God, how much kissing can one couple do? But for them, I'm like, I kind of love his obsession with her and that like, he's just like, when he looks at her, you're just like, it's so intense that you're like, oh my God. Does my boyfriend look at me like that? Like, is he staring at me like that? And is he going to like sob through his vows like that? Like, did you get to the vows, by the way?
I got through the Vegas vows and the Santa Barbara vows, which were actually so funny to me. Those were my favorite.
You didn't get to the Italy vows.
But I didn't get to the Italy vows.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but you.
Oh my God. No, sobs. I feel like I already know. He sobs.
He can't get through a line. Not even the vows. Sorry, they're not vows. They're like, you know, when they say like, do you like, I take you
in death and in sickness and in health.
Yeah, those lines. He is like,
bro,
choked. He is like, he like takes like a very long pause too. And you're like, oh my God, like I got worried. And it's like, I have to say it was nice. I thought that part they shot very well. The best is. I'm going to spoil it for you, but I don't think it's really spoiling.
You're not
spoiling.
Well, maybe you're spoiling for the listeners, but guys, just it's fun to, I think it's fun to get a little taste of what it is like listening now, and you'll go back and you'll watch it and you'll think about what we are saying right now.
The priest, I will say, who married them, absolutely loved him. I don't know if he was hired. I don't know if he's an actor. I don't know if he's a Stephen Colbert impressionist, but he was straight up. I was like, is that, I didn't have my glasses. I'm like, is that Stephen Colbert? Like he loved his vibe. Yeah.
He was great.
Great priest.
I feel like Chris might have organized that
for sure. And then when they ask Rain for the Rain was really funny too. They have like funny footage of Rain like saying shit during their like,
I love that,
speeches. But Rain had the rings, right? Because he's like the ring bearer, and they're like, give your rings. And then you see Chris get up, like Rain like steps on her like veil or whatever, and it's not dramatic or anything, but you see Chris like immediately pop up and like fix the veil. Like, Rain, you fucked her veil.
Rainy, stop. Yeah. What did she have her sisters were her bridesmaids, kind of, but like nobody had like a one dress. Everybody dressed how they wanted to dress. There was no similarity.
I think Dolce & Gabbana planned what everyone's looks were for the entire weekend, because they're all in, you know, they're shooting
head to toe.
They're the wedding's at their like estate or whatever, and yeah, head to toe Dolce & Gabbana. And I'm trying to think of what else that I remember. Oh, the best is wait, what was I going to just say? The kids. Chris and her cocktail. She's always got a dirty martini. Like, it's not even a joke. She, like, really loves them. She, like, sucks them down. Chloe didn't seem to want to speak at the rehearsal dinner. I thought that was weird. They were like, Chloe, speak. Chloe, speak. And Chloe was kind of like, why? Like, she really didn't. I'm like, maybe she spoke at one of the three other weddings. You know what I mean? But
they did have, I think they even had more, probably more weddings than we, than the actual like three that we saw. Cause you know, in their interviews, they were like, how many weddings did we have? And he was like, 15. And she's like, yeah, the dinner at Nobu, the freaking time we got margaritas. Like, they're just.
Also, I love how they drink. I didn't know they drank because they were so into like matcha and healthiness and whatever. And she's vegan sometimes. I'm like, oh, but they drink alcohol.
I think she's gotten way more into alcohol, like with him. I think it's like this new fun lifestyle that she's letting loose a little bit.
Because Kim doesn't drink, right? Isn't that traditionally like she doesn't really drink?
She doesn't really drink.
No, they definitely let loose and they're sucking down wine at the Italy wedding, which was like so funny.
I love that.
And the other best part that I didn't know, this was something like all the new stuff. You're like, oh, that's funny. They had these boats take all of their guests to like the island or whatever, the part of the where they were getting married. And and she's like, the wind was really bad. And like the wind is really choppy. And they have footage of everybody on these boats, like getting soaking wet, like bouncing up and down in their boats. And I'm like, oh, shit. You think
what?
You think going to the Kardashian, you know, Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker's wedding, two famous, famous people, and you have your own private boat to get to the ceremony, and then it's just like it's really gray out too. It's like windy and gray and like choppy waters.
No way. Oh, dude, that is what a letdown. I'll say.
Yeah.
What you think they would all charter like a humongous yacht or something to bring everybody, and then the yacht could be, but I guess like maybe Italy has these rules where you can only, they're very old school, I feel.
I think they liked like the idea of like individual boats. You know what I mean? It was like classic.
Yeah. Yeah. But can we get like an awning? And why are they going 60 miles per hour? Like, let's get a nice little 10 mile per hour ride. Leisure ride over there. Everybody gets to the final reception and they're soaked.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
That's
to watch.
Funny.
You'll like that.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun to watch. It's literally like being a fly on the wall. Like, it's not produced in a way. I think also what we were let down is the show is so like highly produced. Like, I think they have really good cameras, really good. You know, the way they did that, it's like a full documentary show now. It's not like what it used to be on E! So then you see this and you're like, wait a minute, I could shoot this on my phone. Like, hold on.
Completely.
Yeah.
But that's my only thing with it.
I can't tell if I liked her look. The short dress, it came back in my life and I was like, wait, do I like it? I like it. I just don't know that I don't know.
I loved the looks. Didn't think it was super traditional, but I was obsessed with the veil.
The veil was cool. Oh my God. There's a moment where she goes, look, babe, the veil, my veil is your tattoo. Like, he didn't know. And this was like after they got married, like after the ceremony, after the fact. And he goes, oh, that's amazing. Like, I was like, what are you? He didn't know?
For me, now I know what it is that irks me. It's his lack of anything. He's just so chill to the point of like, are you here right now? Like, I kind of want to like tap his head and be like, babe, wake up. Whenever they're talking about something, he's just so like vague and vibey and like whatever. Like, he just seems high all the time.
But compared to all of her other family members, she is that person.
You're right. So right? It's the yin to the yang. You're right. You know what? Like, I've always said, Chloe is just my girl, Chloe Money, because like I know that I could shoot the shit with Chloe.
Oh my God. If Chloe was on Big Wigs, could you imagine? Could you imagine if we could get Chloe to be a guest on Big Wigs?
I mean, that's definitely on our vision board for 2023.
I mean, she's my favorite. I can't. We have to have
She
her
is
on.
Not your favorite. Kylie is your favorite.
Kylie's my favorite when it comes to my taxes, but she's Chloe's my favorite in terms of like human personality.
Yeah, she was your wild card, Chris, for sure.
You know, everyone says, oh, who's Chloe's father? Who cares? She is the God's greatest gift to this earth.
I love it. So since I only watched 30 minutes, obviously, you know, I have to talk about the Vegas part of it all because
Yes.
Kourtney wasted, like falling in front of the altar. And like, obviously it's Vegas. It's totally allowed. The Elvis guy, it's a normal Tuesday
so
for
funny.
Him.
Yeah, right? He's like, I've seen this before. Okay, you want to bring your cameras in? Whatever.
Whatever, sure. We need to shoot this and like you need to, Chris needs to be the one shooting it, and we'll just make it look like you've got the camera.
Yeah.
Because you know the part where they're like going back and forth from Courtney, like being like, should I walk? Are they ready for me? And like, then there's technical
Courtney,
difficulties.
Pull your shit together and walk down that fucking aisle.
And then she's like, the Elvis is like, okay, I think we're ready. I just have technical difficulties here. Hold on a second. Oh my God. So funny. I died. Then Courtney's like, wait, hold on. She falls on the ground. Travis has to get her up. It's too good. And she's like, okay,
I have to rewatch Save the House because I watched some of it last night falling asleep. And then I continued at 11 minutes and I'm like, I think Vegas is over in 11 minutes.
Is Vegas over yet? Yeah, it really wasn't a long part of it. They just like sped through the Vegas and sped through the Santa Barbara wedding. But I fully enjoyed the Vegas Courtney letting loose. Schwasty face tequila Courtney
was so fun. I didn't know she gets like that because they don't really show that on the show, you know?
I know.
That was fun.
Sickness and in health. Well, they did like super Vegas-y vows. Like they weren't like the real vows. Even the Vegas guy was like, and you're going to be the love of my life. Like he did a whole show. It was fun.
Yeah, I love that. Would you get married in Vegas?
It would have to be like what they did where I wouldn't elope. Like I would, it would be like an extra fun little thing. Like my friend's sister had a big wedding in Chicago. And then for fun, she did a Vegas ceremony when they took like a bunch of pictures and by the chapel. Like to me, that's fun as an additional ceremony.
Wedding. Yeah, I like that as a second wedding.
Yeah, what about you?
I would do it like you're saying as a second wedding because I feel like I don't know if it counts. Remember in like Friends, I'm like when Phoebe's like, wait, when you're married, it's only in Vegas, right? And they're like, no. But I do think it's like a fun gimmicky thing. I don't know that I think it's for some people who really don't give a fuck about like, you know, a big wedding or, you know, ceremonies or whatever. I think it's great as an option, but I think for me, it'd be a second option. For sure.
Yeah, it's like a rock and roll, fly by the night decision. But it's so fun. Wait, Chris, what's this I hear? You went on the Howie Mandel podcast and telling everybody you're a squirter, dare I say?
Howie is an old friend of the family, and I wanted to support his podcast. And he said, he asked me about Safely. That's the thing. The thing is, editing is everything, okay?
So it was taken out of context.
Absolutely. I was talking about my company Safely, which if you haven't, all organic products, clean your house, amazing. It's so great. And I was on this podcast and he said, so you're a squirter. I said, yeah, of course I'm a squirter. That's what they come in. They come in squirt bottles. And I thought, yeah, I'm a squirter. And his daughter, let me tell you, when I saw her eyes light up, because you know, with the kids these days, when you say hooking up, they lose their mind. And the way her face went off, it was so hilarious. So I played into it. You know, I thought this could be fun. This is a memeable moment. And it was. And so now everyone believes I'm a squirter. And you know what? Let their dreams come true.
Let the rumors spread, because I think you blew up the internet, Chris, to be honest.
Thank you. I mean, Howie Mandel, you know, I got to give credit. He's a major podcast. So didn't he have other big celebrities on this week that you were talking about?
Yeah, he did. What is this new sudden resurgence of Howie Mandel? Like, I know he had his huge career on, what was it, America's Got Talent?
He's still on. Yeah.
So he has a podcast with his daughter. But I mean, he's just having these huge guests. He just had Sandoval on. Like, what?
People told me, that he didn't watch Vanderpump Rules. Like, someone booked him. And maybe he wanted to go on that podcast because he was like, oh, this guy doesn't really know my beef.
So he's able to talk freely and Howie won't ask the right questions?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, Howie won't dig into, like, old stuff because he doesn't know. But it's a platform for him to say what he wants to say. Maybe that was the plan. I have no idea.
It's crazy. I'm just, when I saw that he announced that he was having Sandoval on, I thought, why would, that's dumb on Tom, I think. I think he could have, right? Like he could have gone on Call Her Daddy. He could have gone on he could have gone on Bert Kreischer. Like
so many podcasts.
so many podcasts. And I think it would have even been funnier if you went on somebody so random, like a random comedian that doesn't watch Vanderpump, more than Howie Mandel.
Maybe that's what he thought, though. I think that's the vibe that he thought. Like, oh, I'll go on this comedian's podcast who doesn't watch me. And I'll, and everyone will tune in because they'll be like, wait, why is he on that? Like, we're talking about it. But, you know, the shock value worked, I guess. But so funny. Like, maybe his daughter is a huge fan. You know, maybe he did this for her. I have no idea. I didn't. Did you maybe. Listen to it?
I listened to parts of it because I was recording with Taylor, and she was at Stassi's house because she's preparing for tour. And all of a sudden, all the TVs, like Taylor was in one of the rooms in Stassi's house, and the TV like shuts on, and it's the interview that is literally in live time. I recorded on Tuesday, and she was like, "Oh my god, oh my god, the interview's on!" And so we started watching it, and it was wild. Like some of the things he says was, he almost excused himself for the relationship because Ariana was so checked out of the relationship. So he was like, I felt okay to, you know, I was FaceTiming Raquel all the time, like in front of Ariana. And, you know, like, I'm sorry, but Ariana was so checked out that she didn't even realize I was FaceTiming with Raquel. I'm like, bro, are you really trying to say this is okay?
Yeah, I will say, I don't, you know, I don't watch it and I don't know them, but I do understand that time in a relationship when you are both kind of checked out or over it, but it's still, you still have to be a human being and pull the plug before you go and do anything else. And like,
right.
Some people though, I know don't have that kind of like confidence or power or control over themselves. So they need to have that happen. They need that affair. They need that, like, you know, other person pulling them before they can do anything. It's sad because it's like we should be able to end our mess before we, you know, get into something new. But I think some people just like innately cannot do that.
He does seem to have his side of the story. It's like, I told. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Didn't you tell me he tried to break up with her?
That's what he said on the podcast, too. He said, I tried to break up with Ariana weeks before this whole thing got exposed. And whether or not it's true, I have no idea. And by the way, I'm on an NBC article that says Sandoval and Mandel met at a mutual friend's wedding. The first time we met, Kimmy Bader, who works with me and has worked with me for years and years and years, she's a family friend, she's head of development for my production company. When she and her husband got married, the first time I met you was at their wedding. Mm. So Sandoval, they had met apparently. Not only did I meet you, but you get on stage and performed, Mandel noted.
Mm.
He sang Toto by Africa.
Romantic.
So nothing says wedding bells like Toto. That is really wild. I wasn't really a VPR watcher at all. So this drama is, for me, new. I mean, I'm like, I'm fully in it, but it's, for me, I'm trying to understand like all the ins and outs of the show. And there's so many different relationships that have already happened on the show.
It's pretty wild. I haven't watched it either, but I do feel like I have already. Like, I'm like, just from reading all the like Instagrams and tweets and everything, I'm like, oh, I feel like I've already seen this show.
Right?
Yeah. My dog was on it, famously. You know that, right?
Okay, wait. You have to give us that story. Because when you showed me that picture when we went out, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, my dog, Bobby Flay the dog, at Bobby Flay the dog, if you guys are really curious on how gorgeous he is. He's a model. Mm-hmm. My friend was working at NBC and at Bravo. And at 30 Rock, they were doing some event. And I think they were filming for the show, but it was also for, like, socials. And Jax, who I guess he's one of the OG, like, Vanderpump Rules cast members, right? Jax was doing this, like, partnership with a dog company or something, and they were doing this like fun thing with dogs, and they were gonna shoot it for the show, but they were also shooting this dog content. My friend was like, does your dog want to be in it? And I was like, I guess.
Oh my gosh,
I don't watch Vanderpump. She goes, that's fine, he's so cute, he'll be great. And so we show up at 30 Rock. I think they paid for an Uber and that was like it. Bobby Flay and I come to 30 Rock and he was so cute. He was like on the table. He doesn't like other dogs and there were like two other dogs there, but he was obviously the prettiest. And Jax, there's like photos of him and Jax, and he did his job. My dog did his job. I don't know what he had to do, but they gave him a lot of treats. And then he's like in a little like kid car. I remember they had this little like remote control, like kid car or whatever. And he like, I put my dog in it, and Bobby loves sunglasses. So I put sunglasses on him and he's like riding down the halls of 30 Rock, like a fucking baller. I was like, yeah, that's my Hollywood dog right here. Look at him. He's on a Bravo show. He is Vanderpump Rules famous.
He's legit. Yeah. Getting to be in 30, filming on the floors, on the grounds of 30 Rock a huge honor.
At least one of us got to do it. I auditioned there a couple times, but
me too. I was just going to bring that up. I'm like, the amount of times I've walked on those floors that are so famously known, you know, they have the NBC sign on the carpet. So it's like famous when you're in the elevator, you always take a snap, a picture. Mm-hmm. And I remember that day, actually, specifically, I auditioned for an E! Show and I decided to be like super fun New York gal. And I took one of those bikes. The bike trolleys, not city bike, but trolleys.
Oh. Yeah, like from Times Square where they like blast music and you sit behind a bicycle.
Exactly. And it's the bumpiest ride ever. I thought I was like, oh, I'm Lady of Liege. I just had my E audition. Didn't get the job. Also was very, very, very broke, but I looked amazing. Like I had this like fur coat, like I was playing the part. Okay, you guys, I get to the destination. Actually, it was our BuzzFeed show. I was going from an E! Show audition to BuzzFeed and I just felt like the biggest hot shot. Meanwhile, I had $2 in my bank account. That's neither here nor there. I get off the bike. He goes, $730. I go, no. Who? Yeah. Yeah. It was $8 a minute, Anna.
No, it
was. I go,
wasn't.
I'm sorry, sir. $730? Like, what are you talking about? He was like, oh, you didn't know it's $8 every minute. I'm like, that's actual bullshit, sir. No. And he was like, okay, well, what do you have here? Where do you work? You look wealthy. You look rich. I was like, sir, this jacket I bought at Filene's Basement for 80% off. My bank account has $5 in it. No. I mean, I went off on this guy. I was like, it was a bumpy ride, sir. And we only drove for like 16 minutes. It was absolutely absurd. So I think I paid this man like $120 when I had enough money. I Venmo'd him. And then he kept on asking me for the next 8 months for this Venmo. He's like, you robbed me of my money. You robbed me. I drove you. And I was like, sir, false advertising. Anyway, so that's why
you got gypped. Even $120.
I got so gypped.
Oh my God.
So gypped. And then I was in Central Park with my family this weekend and I saw those same bikes. And on the side, it says, be aware of bike scams. If they're charging you per minute, you're being scammed. Yeah. Like, we don't do that. We have an upfront charge. In my mind, I didn't ask this guy how much. I thought it was cheaper doing that than taking a taxi. So I took the bike.
Definitely not. Yeah. Even like those unmarked cars, I've taken those before, but you got to be like, you got to negotiate up front. You can't.
You got to know. You got to
know. One of those cars. You got to know exactly what you're doing. Unmarked cars. I've done that. You know, when you can't find.
I'm like, did you get it?
Pre-Uber days. You know what I mean? When you can't find a yellow cab and you're just like, and there's all these like town cars, you know, that are now Ubers essentially, but they used to just stop on side and be like, where are you going? And I'd be like, Tribeca. And they're like, $25. And I'd be like, 20. And they'll be like, fine, get in.
I'm like, Anna, did you get into an unmarked white van? Because yes. That's dangerous.
And then you have to have 20. Like, you can't be like, oh, hey. You can't, like, break anything. You got to have what you said you have. Because if you have more, they're going to see that you have more. You know what I mean? So funny.
Exactly.
Because they're making all that money. Yeah, they're not. That's not. That's going to them. That's not, like, a company. And then they get, like, tipped out. Like, a yellow cab, you tip. You know what I mean? Or, like, an Uber, you can tip. But, no. These guys, they're just there to take. Charge you $700. I would have cried. I would have been like,
oh my God. I told him my life story. I'm like, sir, actually, I don't even live here. I live here part-time. I have a really tiny apartment and I'm only here for BuzzFeed and they actually severely underpay me. I mean, I gave him the whole sob story. I mean, I gave him everything I had. Oh my God. And then I still paid him like $100 for a ride
so crazy.
It was absurd. So if you're coming to New York, you're a tourist, don't get scammed.
Don't. Speaking of New York, we got to discuss. We went out, you guys. I met Andrea. We had a night out. I haven't been to 3 locations in a night, maybe since I was like 19 years old. That was wild for me. We went to 3 different places and we were wigged. We went as Courtney and Chris out on the town. Guys, I can't wait for it. We have not cut this footage yet, but
we have not.
It's going to be good.
We always do this. We sit on this gold mine of content. Because we just don't have the I mean, we have the time. It's just a lot to go through the stuff. But I know it's good. Like, you guys, Anna got up on stage, did karaoke as Chris in full wig, in full costume. I took my wig off because I was like, guys, I look like an insane person. But Anna looks so good as Chris. So you killed that karaoke. You killed it.
Thank you so much. You know, it's actually a skill I love to do. That besides squirting, I'm a singer.
No, it was very silly. But I liked going out as Chris and Court. People knew who we were too. They were like really into it.
We did get recognized. We got a couple. It's so funny how big the world is. You think in our little circle of like TikTok and Instagram, we think that people will know us, at least in New York. Like if we go out maybe during the daytime, but I thought more people would actually know who Chris and Courtney were. I feel like some people were like, who are they? Like, what are you guys? But there was that group of women that did know who we were, like the women right by the front of Duplex. And they were like all sitting there like, oh, and what are you doing? And what are you? I like when they're interested. I don't like when people look at us like they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
I know. Like, and I also feel like, but it's very easy to like, no one will turn an eye in New York City or LA. You know, you can go out on the street in a wig and like, that's totally normal. You're just another person walking down the street. But when we're together and it's very obvious we're wigged and we're like doing the voices, people are like, wait a minute. Hey, oh. But yeah, gold mine of content. I can't wait to, I hope we can hear ourselves cause it's so silly. And then surprise, I'm coming to New York, not this weekend, but next weekend. So we get to hang out again together and make some more gold for you guys.
We're doing it.
Yeah. I'm coming in for my friend Liz's birthday, which is going to be a wild night.
I'm so excited for this.
I want you to come. I want to get you an invite.
Get me an invite, Anna. I will dress in a full ass cater outfit and I will pretend to be a caterer. I will serve the food. I will serve the drinks. Whatever you need from me. You know what I mean? I would love to meet Liz. Liz is such a great friend of yours and
she's become family this year. Honestly, I don't think she listens to our podcast, but if she's here, Liz, you are family and I am so grateful to you. And she's so fun and just like the most personable person in the world. And like I just love her. So I'm so excited to come and celebrate her birthday. My mom goes, is it a big number? Like, why are you flying in? I go, no, she doesn't care about numbers. Which she said, she's like, I don't care what number you're turning. If you want to celebrate your birthday, you celebrate your birthday. I go, I love that. I do that every year.
Literally. Amen.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to. It shouldn't be a number. It should just be a feeling and a vibe.
A feeling and a vibe. I love the sound of that. As I'm literally planning my feeling and a vibe.
Yeah. When's your birthday? It's soon, right?
It's in August, but I'm already planning my 30th because I never. Well, here's the thing. We talked about doing shows in the summer. You're like, when is it again? Yeah, it's in August.
August what?
August birthdays get 13th.
Okay.
They kind of get flushed down the toilet. If you're not going to a wedding or if you're not already doing like a family vacay, like no one comes to my birthday, so I have a really hard time planning it. So I planned my 30th, but now you're actually encouraging me to plan my 29th, and
let's go,
because it's a vibe and it's, what did you say? It's a vibe and it's a vibe.
No, it's a feeling and it's a vibe. Is that what I said? I don't know.
It's
rewind
a feeling.
This podcast. You know this is gonna be an episode.
It's a feeling and it's a vibe.
I love it.
Put it on the merch list.
Hell yeah. My birthday's sooner, but I have zero plans because I don't know where I want to do it. Like, what city do I want to be in? Mine's June 15th, so she's coming up.
Oh, shit. She is coming up. Well, Anna.
I know.
Holy ballsy wallsy. You got to do something big. I'm already thinking. You know what I'll do for you is I'll write into a restaurant this long ass letter wherever you want to go. If you know, you know this story about Anna. I'm going to write to the plaza. I'm going to write an email.
We need a big wig birthday. We need to like go stay at a fun hotel and a branded birthday weekend. I'm feeling some good stuff coming up for us. I really am.
Before we started recording, Anna goes, I am feeling like a huge spring for us.
I am.
We are going to kill spring.
And I said it exactly like Drew Barrymore. That's exactly how I said it too. Can I tell you something that I've observed about Drew Barrymore that I love?
Please do.
You know, she does the knee interview, you know, she gets down on her knees for every interview and like goes and like touches her celebrity guests. And
I'm very familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's so funny and none of them flinch. Today, she fully feels up. Who's the actress? Catherine Hahn.
I know. Catherine Hahn, who I am obsessed with. And
love
have
her.
You watched her new Hulu series?
No, I want to watch it.
And okay, people said they cried for that one with Zoe Saldana, the Italy love story.
Oh yeah, I didn't see it. Yeah.
I didn't really cry that hard. This series, I cried a lot for like every episode. And maybe because I could relate to it more. Yeah. Because it was just like a mother-daughter relationship. But oh my God, she's so good in it. And I love her so much.
I love her too. And I love Drew Barrymore. I just love this personal interview strategy where she literally falls to her knees. And goes and grabs the guest. Like, I can't wait. I'm going to do it. When I go on Drew Barrymore, I'm going to fall on my knees and go and hug her on my knees. Like, I don't know what to, I'm like, I love it.
It's also so funny to watch.
You're like, wait, Hoda's not getting on her knees. You know, Hoda. Hoda and Jenna are like, I'm staying on the stool and you stay across the room.
It's because it's so Drew. It's her show and she's low to the ground and she's always wearing a boss ass lady suit. So
yeah,
she can get on the ground. She can roll around. It's just so emotional and so Drew. She's so welcoming and warm.
I know. I think if we could go on a show today, it would be that, right?
Yeah, I would love to go on the Drew Barrymore show.
Should we just start writing in every week? Dear Drew Barrymore show. Hi, we are the co-hosts of Big Wigs and Drew is our favorite and we would love to come on the show or interview her or just like take an elevator ride, you know, whatever you guys got for us.
We'll pretty much accept anything. I'll do it. Are you kidding me?
Dear so-and-so, let me get on the elevator with you. That's so sad that I said that. That's so not a Big Wig move. Aim higher is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, when we have something to promote, we'll pitch ourselves for the show.
Okay. I love that.
Absolutely.
What were we going to talk about? Oh, how was your Easter, by the way? I left you after our raging night as Courtney and Chris.
A raging night.
And then
yeah,
your parents came to town.
Yes, they came for Easter. So we did St. Patrick's Cathedral. And then
I'm like, have we talked since Easter? I can't even remember if we talked about this.
We haven't. Well, you know what? I actually thought you were not mad at me, but I...
I'm never mad at you.
I know. I was like, why do I think this? We're like literally so far past this.
I love you, babe.
I love you. For better or for worse. Let's do the vows. You guys, we're going to do a special Hulu, Courtney and Travis, Till Death Do Us Part special. At least we're planning on it. And we're gonna redo the vows because the vows itself, we need to reenact. There's so much to reenact in that special.
Yeah, there's so much. I can do Travis.
There's so much. Yeah, babe. He has such a high voice.
Yeah, babe. I'm just like, you know, I don't fly anymore.
But I fly for you.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Go back. Where were we? You thought I was mad at you?
Yeah.
For what? The only time I'm mad at you is when you don't text me back, but I see you. But she'll comment on my Instagram and I go, I'm not dating you. Don't give me these hearts and LOLs on Instagram. And I'm like, I need a text back on the time we're recording tomorrow. I got to schedule.
And you do exactly what I need you to do. You text me again. I'm like, oh, she's double texting me. Oh, shit. Let me respond. It's good.
Okay, good. I hope you're not mad at me when I do that. Because I'm like, Dre. No.
I need it.
Okay.
No, we were hanging out with Shosh and her husband, which we kind of just totally crashed their romantic couple dinner, but they were very welcoming of us. So we just joined in and we had dinner with them.
Cause she was like, she made a whole plan and I wrote, oh my God, I'm dying with like a smiley face thinking that was my confirmation of yes, we're in. And then I guess I should have said, yes, I'm in. And we didn't. Anyway, so funny.
Sweet funny. So I was explaining about, I don't know how we got on the topic. Oh, like relationships and like who does what in a relationship. I was like, oh my God, guys, I have the funniest story of Anna and Jared when we went to go get breakfast and Anna just like didn't get Jared breakfast. And I just couldn't believe. And Jared is so nice and they love each other. But Anna just like lets Jared just sit there with starving. And then I thought back and I was like, wait, did that come off as mean? And then I like got so in my head because you didn't get quiet. You're like, okay, let me explain. And then that, I don't know. I was like, wait, was that rude? Like, I'm trying to tell Anna that I love their relationship and I think it's so funny. And I just had that funny moment of that recollection, that story.
I didn't even
where
remember
you just didn't
this.
Get him food.
So that's how many drinks I had that night. No, I didn't even remember this. And also, no, I know you love Jared and I know you love us. So I was like, yes. No. And honestly, today, if I go to a place and I'm like, do you want anything? And he doesn't respond, I'm not going to buy something. Because if I come home and he's like, right. I already made myself eggs, I'd be like, well, fuck, I just spent $15 on a breakfast burrito.
You're so right.
So if he says, yes, I want something, great. I will get you something. But I thought that was a totally fine move. Plus, the place is like across the street if we need to go back, which Nick ended up going back. Your man ended up saving the day, if I remember correctly. He went and felt bad and got Jared a breakfast sandwich. And I'm like, wow, these men are too kind to each other. And I'm sitting there being like, well, fuck it. He could eat cereal. We have food. We're not, you know, starving over here. So funny.
There was other options. There were. So when you got quiet, or we just, I don't know, you didn't get quiet. I don't know. I was like, wait, she knows I'm joking, right? But like, obviously, you know, I'm joking. So, yeah. You know, it was like a funny, not even a jab. It was a funny story. So anyway, I'm so glad that we got over that small little hump. Easter.
This was a hump all in your head.
Like, it was completely self-made up. Absolutely. And that's funny to me because like, what? I'm going crazy. But yeah, we had a great night and Easter was fun. My parents came. We saw the Easter parade on Fifth Ave, which gets wild. Yeah. I didn't know that so many people dress up. Like, what a fun thing. We got to dress up next year.
I should have gone as Chris because I had her with
yes,
me.
Yes. And people wear the Easter bonnets and they dress up. It's like almost very Broadway. Like, wow. There's so many crazy costumes.
New York has big parades like that. You know, for every parade in New York, it's like pretty wild. I stay far away because I don't like groups of people, but I guess I'd go in costume if I needed to.
I would go in costume. Yeah. Like, have you ever been to Bond?
To where?
Bond 45.
In the theater district?
Yes.
A long time ago.
Yeah. It's this restaurant that has like a full on buffet in the front. And I just ended up, I had to pee really bad. And it was the closest like restaurant with open tables. So we sat at the bar and it was just a funny experience. The guy, the bartender, Pete, was very funny. He honestly like, shout seems like he was Pete. Like an off-Broadway star. Yeah, shout out to Pete.
I love how you said off-Broadway star. Not an on-Broadway star, but an off-Broadway star.
He was an off-Broadway star, you know? No, he seemed like a retired Broadway. He just is so funny. He could be a comedian. And then we asked him and he was just like, a please. As if like being a comedian was just like passe.
Offensive, yeah.
But he was just such a fun, you know, all New York people. I feel like you go to a bar and all bartenders are just like putting on a show. They're just fun.
That's so funny.
So it was fun. It was a great day. And
I was the opposite when I was a bartender. I'd be like, please don't even look at me.
What do you want?
I don't want to be here right now. This is not where I'm meant to be. And I don't want to be your therapist or your friend. I just want to be home, actually. Can you eat faster?
valid.
Thank you.
But. And how was your Passover, which you're still in right now, right?
Well, we break it tonight. Although, as I told you before, my parents are fully over, I guess, being Jewish because they were like, we broke it last night because in Israel, you can break it already because of the time difference. And I was like, what?
I swear, parents be making up their own rules.
When I was a kid and I'd be like, can I please have pizza? And they're like, nope, two more days of Passover. I'm like, now you people are on, you're pretending to live on another continent just to get over the holiday earlier. Anyway, they're so not religious anymore. It's hilarious. They do belong to a synagogue, but it's like, wow, times have changed for people, you know? And here I am. And Jared really kept Passover. He's not even Jewish, but he kept the tradition alive. And God bless, you know?
God bless.
Yeah, so I'm going to break it tonight, but it was good. The Seder in New York was so nice, and I feel like we've talked since then. I can't even remember what day it is. We recorded the day I was going to Seder. I can't remember my times. You know when we're like, have we already talked about this? Maybe we have, and if you're here and listening and you're like, Anna, you did, I love you for being here still and supporting me even when my brain is going blank. Your face is like, did we?
I'm getting confused of us hanging out in person because after you had
the Seder
dinner. Yeah, but I can't remember if the podcast must have been
before it.
It was before that because we hung out on Friday. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Guys. Yes. Full recap of our lives. Listen, we went to this bar and we drank a lot of stuff. We didn't even know what was in the drinks. And I just remember being like, fun night. Couldn't tell you certain specifics that happened, but like so fun. I wasn't that drunk.
No idea.
I just was like.
We ended up at Blue Haven Sports Bar. Shosh was doing some mofo step routine. I was like, damn, she's a really good dancer. Like she truly has.
She got moves.
She got freaking moves. And then she went up to the DJ and was like, nobody's dancing. You need to change this fully. And she gave him suggestions, and then she gave him how the beats match. And she was like, do this song. This beat, clearly you can mash up.
I told her she's a budding DJ. She should be a DJ. And let me tell you, she did request Backstreet Boys, and they were like, absolutely not. And then what do you know? They put on the Backstreet Boys finally, and everyone fucking loved it. And everyone danced, and everyone got their Backstreet Boys on. So don't underestimate.
She knows how to do it. It was real fun. Yeah. And what a freaking night. We got to get those videos together. We will.
And I saw she's in Florida. Speaking of Florida, I saw the flooding in Florida is insane right now. She's like stuck in Florida. Did you see this?
She's stranded in Florida. I know. My
friend Michelle, her family's in Miami. Everybody's like, it's so bad, the flooding there right now. I'm bitching about clouds in LA, and there are cars like floating down the highways in Florida right now.
Is it Florida in Miami too? The flooding's in Miami?
Yeah. Yeah, South Florida.
What?
It's so bad.
I got to call my brother and my sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah. They live. Wow. They're in Miami?
They're in Miami. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's quite frightening. Actually, they're supposed to come to New York this weekend. So I wonder.
Hopefully. That it's over. I hope it's over by then.
I know. But like, that's insane.
Yeah. That is crazy. Well, you know, it's apparently 85 degrees and beautiful in New York City. And it's a good 60 and cloudy in LA. So times haven't changed. You know, the year continues on. I love how I get back and it's literally like bleak.
It reverts back to the. Yes. Why? I mean, I'm sorry, but like this New York City weather has me feeling all types of
joy,
feral ratchet and joy.
Wow. Wow. I love that.
But I want to take my clothes off and I want to go drink spritzes on a rooftop.
OK, I'm down.
I can't though. We gotta work.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't drink spritzes all day. I did see your Instagram about that, and I thought, you know what, girl, go have a fucking spritz. You know what, live your
life. Go have a fucking spritz. You know what, I might. I'll head to the city early because I've got tech rehearsal tonight.
Look at her. Go off, girl.
I know. Go off. You know what else I want to talk about?
What?
Just announced BravoCon is happening in Vegas.
Wow. Wow. I guess I got to start watching Bravo. Do you know how it has plagued my life that I don't watch the Bravo shows?
I know, because it's all anybody wants. It's just become so big. The Housewives franchise, the Vanderpump of it all.
Yeah.
But really, you don't. All you need to do is get a couple background checks on these Housewives and then dress up as Luann.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be Luann. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready to rock and roll. Vegas, baby. Maybe I'll do a couple cabarets while I'm in town, you know. Like,
oh, don't tease us, Luann.
BravoCon's got class. Yeah, it's going to be great. But I love how it was announced, and I saw it was announced, and Andrea literally announced. She calls, she's like, Anna, we're going to Vegas, we got a hotel, we're gonna dress up, we're gonna step and repeat. I'm like, what? Are you producing BravoCon? Is this what you're trying to tell me?
Basically, I'm trying to get all everybody and anybody that I know to get there.
Shosh better happened? Come with us too, you know. We better make this a branded trip.
It's gonna be a whole thing. We're treating it like a full-on tour. 3 days, a full-on show. So my old boss Sarah called me, and she loves Bravo. She's a huge podcaster. So our idea is to combine the Sarah Fraser Show and Big Wigs podcast, do a big old collab, do a meet and greet. You're gonna dress up, she's gonna dress up, I'm gonna dress up,
do a little mashup.
I've got my makeup artist from last year. She's already down. She literally DM'd me when I posted that, and she was like, I'm there, I'll do everybody's makeup, I'll be your on-site videographer. She was so great last year. I met her. Her name is Hope, and she actually does, she lives in Buffalo, and she does all of the Buffalo football, the Bills wives makeup for the games.
Oh my God. How fun.
So fun.
I haven't been to Vegas since second grade, so this will be like a hoot to go as an adult, but in costume.
I've only done a layover with my old boss, Sarah, in Vegas. So really? This is like, we're popping our Vegas cherry. I mean, again.
It's going to be crazy.
Like real, real time. Yeah. It's going to be crazy. We're going to get invited. I'm telling us now to the parties.
Okay. Can't wait. Gotta work. I gotta release my Luann. You know, I've been teasing it for a while.
You do.
I know. I haven't put out a video. Just like I did a video. Do you ever shoot videos and then you just don't put them out? Like, I've done that multiple times. Like, Cyndi Lauper, I did months ago. Months ago. Love it.
I'm sitting on Cyndi Lauper, Dre. I'm sitting on her.
Dude, should I just put it out and just be like, yes. LOL, throwback Thursday. I shot this maybe 4 months ago. Forgot to put it out.
Do it.
I was like, I don't know. So funny.
That happens to me. I'm sitting on $250 worth of VPR costumes.
No.
Yeah.
Put it out.
I haven't even recorded everything. You know what it is? Like, I feel like it has to be so perfect because, like, this is the height of all of it. But if I wait too long, the whole shit's going to be over. I totally missed my opportunity. And I got $200 freaking dollars worth of bikinis and wigs and
well, I hope you can return some of it if you're not going
to do it. Raquel's bathing
suit. That's happened to me. That's why I always do Amazon. It happened to me with Julia Fox. Like, there was one, like, iconic outfit or whatever, and everyone was like, you got to do it. You got to do it. And I ordered all these, the leaves and hot glue guns and all this stuff. And then I, like, had stuff for, like, 2 weeks, and I couldn't shoot it. And then I was like, you know what?
Oh, my God, the leaves outfit.
Time has passed. And guess what? I returned a bunch of unopened leaves. I was like, you know what? Again, it's like, you know, what we do, it's like you got to hit the time or, you know, it doesn't happen.
Or it's lost. You could have gone. Wait, what time was this? Because, like, why didn't you just go outside and rake up some leaves?
I don't know. I wanted to make, like, a skirt. You know what I mean? I had a whole plan to make a whole skirt and then it just didn't happen. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to return it. I don't need these leaves around my apartment. They weren't around, but, you know, they were in a big bag. But still, I was sometimes you got to be quick or you lose your moment. And I get it, but it's okay.
And I get it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. When is RoboCon? I'm trying to look at
November,
my schedule.
I think you said.
November. Exciting. Yeah, you're right. November 2nd, 3, 4, and 5. Yeah.
Love it. We're coming up on the end of our ep. Can you believe this? I really can't. Do you want to give us any hot takes? I would love a little, like, Teresa hot take on, like, how she feels about BravoCon going to Vegas. Because it was in Jersey or New York last year? New York.
It was in the city at Javis Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Teresa? Like, we're going to Vegas.
We're going to Vegas, babe. We're going to Vegas. I'm excited, but I mean, the last time I think we stayed at, like, Caesars or Bellagio. We stayed at the Bellagio right next to the fountain.
They got
that big fountain. Yeah, Louis was there. Yeah, we've been so many. Like, we get invited and stuff and we just, like, show up to the restaurants. Like, I don't even remember, like, whatever. Like, we was in, like Rome, you know, they got that set up like you're in, like, Italy. Oh my God, you're in Italy, like Mount Vesuvius or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, it was, like, it was really fun. So I'm excited. We're going to be in Vegas and, like, Viva La Vegas. So yeah, I'm going to be up in there.
Are you going to get wild? Because you know what they say. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh my God. Is that what they say? I've never heard that. Is that what they say? Wait, what do they say? Wait, say it again. I'm going to tell my daughters.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
What happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas. Yeah. That's it? Is that it? Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah, that's the whole saying. It's so cute,
that's
right?
The whole thing. All right. I love that.
So, like, if you get married, if you, you know, like, do something crazy, like, it just, that's just in Vegas. No one needs to know about it.
Oh, like what? Like, you leave it there. Yeah. Like, you don't see it again.
Yeah. Yeah. One and done.
Okay. One and done. All right. Okay. No, I love it. Only thing I know about Vegas is, like, casinos, like, late night dance party, like, crazy Vegas. But I don't know. Oh, yeah. The shows. Yeah. Somebody said, who's still there? Like, they still got, like, Elvis or something?
Yeah, something like that. Adele, maybe. Something.
Oh, my God, Adele. Yeah, maybe we can go do that. Yeah. I think my daughter Gia loves Adele. Yeah. I'm like, Gia, why you listen to this sad music? It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
She's, like, rolling in the deep or something. I don't know. But I'm excited. So 2023, BravoCon, we'll be there. Louis is coming.
Good.
And maybe one of my daughters, but, like, now this all the way in Vegas. I don't know. It's going to be busy. But
any housewife you're excited to see there?
Housewife. Not Caroline Manzo. So I'm going to tell you that. Not Manzo. I don't know. Somebody from, who else do I know? My brother Joe probably going to be there. So, like, ew. But no, not really.
Okay.
My girl Dolores, anybody from Jersey, and then, like, everybody else, I know them, but I don't really, like, know them.
Yeah.
Like, I hang out with everybody, but, like, you know, Dorinda, Phaedra.
Got it.
So, yeah, but, like, well, I don't know. Are you excited? Who are you excited to see?
I'm so excited. I'm excited. I'm going to go as Luann. I'm excited to see Luann.
Oh my God. Yeah, Luann. She's really tall.
Yeah. Tall, talented, deep voice, right? She's beautiful. Does a lot of,
yeah.
Does a lot of bikini photos.
Yeah, she looked good. She looks good.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Yeah. Yeah. I like her. Yeah.
Thanks, oh Teresa. My,
you're so welcome. We're going to prom. We're going to Vegas, babe. Woo! Oh, my God. Vegas. Like, the way she does the hand. Like, I don't know. Like, we're going to Vegas. I don't know. Vegas.
I love it.
She just got called out because she posted something for a Real Housewife of New York's daughter started, like, a bridal shower party business.
Okay.
Who was it? Not Luann, not Sonia. Oh my God, like OG. Ramona Singer.
Oh yeah, I've seen her daughter on TikTok a bunch.
Oh really? I gotta check out her daughter's TikTok.
Oh wait, no, I'm thinking of the Jewish one. What's her name? Redhead.
Bethany Frankel.
No. Redhead. Oh my God, why am I blank? You know exactly who. Her daughter was always on the show. What? Real Housewives of New York.
Real Housewives of New York. Oh.
Oh my God. Why are we blank? But you guys all know. This is when Jared comes in and he's going to be like, I knew who you were talking about.
Even I know. The redhead on, not the new season, right?
No. OG.
Old.
Yes.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know. And why is Jill Zarin? Oh my God.
Jill Zarin. Oh my God.
Jill Zarin.
Jill fucking Zarin.
So Bethany sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm just pissed at Bethany.
Oh my
Jill
God.
Jill Zarin.
Her How daughter I see all the time online.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Jill Zarin. Yes. Now it's coming back to me. Oh my God. Yeah. So Teresa posted on her story. She was trying to promote Ramona Singer's daughter's business. And she really, whoever's managing Teresa's Instagram, copy and pasted what Ramona's people sent her. And at the end of it, it said something like that. And she kept on her story for a long time. So it was like, go check out this amazing business. It's got so much stuff, helps with parties. I don't know, something like that. Closed it out.
So funny.
Dude, like, you know, when you work for people, because we know Teresa would come back and she would say, she would admit to doing that. But the problem was, it's Teresa's people that are doing that. Yeah. So it's just like, they need to be fired immediately. Like, if you know you're getting hundreds and thousands of views on your stories, like, you gotta be better than that.
Yeah, that's so funny. I want to close this out, though, with our Zaddy report. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. We fell off the Zaddy wagon a little bit, but Dre's going to bring it back up and post the finals today. We didn't post. Wait, did we post the final four? Because we discussed the final four. We just forgot to post it.
But did we even announce who won?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We went over the final four.
Do we do elite? I thought we announced the elite eight and then we posted about the final four.
No, I don't remember. I think we just have to post the final four. This is so
all right.
Funny.
Well, choose your final fours today.
I'll tell you
I
this.
Love you guys.
Yeah, never. We're never doing a bracket again.
Okay, once I have an assistant, a big wigs assistione, they're going to be handling all this.
So funny. It's okay. It's great. It's going to be great. You guys, this was such a fun one. This was such a fun ep. Get excited for all of our insane content. And also, I think maybe tonight we might go live. If you listen to this episode before tonight, we might go live for Dre's going to finish the episode. We're going to go live and get as Chris and Courtney discussing the episode. So like just a little talk back, a little viewing party as one would say. And thank you for supporting us and being here and spread the love. And if you're listening to the episodes, tag us at Bigwigs, at Andrea Lopez, at Anna Roisman. You know where to find us. And if you're new here, well, welcome. I hope you had so much fun. Right?
So much
fun. And yeah, that's it. We love you. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.